Quoi que l'on fasse, on restera solo. Solo, 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 solo. Quoi que l'on dise, on restera solo. Quoi que l'on fasse, on restera solo. Solo, 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 solo. Dès la naissance, on nous a promis monts et merveilles. À condition qu'on la ferme, qu'on oublie l'essentiel. À qui demander de l'aide à part au Père éternel? Pourquoi le noir n'est-il pas une couleur de l'arc-en-ciel? Que Dieu m'éloigne du chemin de la vengeance. Le rendre la paresse est tentant. Dois-je crier pour qu'on m'entende? 6-0 années de l'indépendance. Que Dieu m'éloigne du chemin de la vengeance. Le rendre la paresse est tentant. Dois-je crier pour qu'on m'entende? 6-0 années de l'indépendance. Toujours devoir débattre. Devoir se défendre, oh non, non. Se battre jusqu'à la muerte, parce qu'on a trop de fierté. Toujours devoir débattre, oh non. Toujours devoir se défendre, oh non, non. Se battre jusqu'à la muerte, parce qu'on a trop de fierté. Quoi que l'on dise, on restera solo. Quoi que l'on fasse, on restera solo. Solo, 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 solo. Quoi que l'on dise, on restera solo. Quoi que l'on fasse, on restera solo. Solo, 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 solo. Comment faire pour ne jamais leur rendre l'appareil? Personne ne peut voir à travers les liens fraternels. Certains continuent à nous voir comme leurs adversaires. Pourquoi le noir n'est-il pas une couleur de l'arc-en-ciel? Que Dieu m'éloigne du chemin de la vengeance. Le rendre la paresse est tentant. Dois-je crier pour qu'on m'entende? 6-0 années de l'indépendance. Que Dieu m'éloigne du chemin de la vengeance. Le rendre dans la paresse est tentant. Dois-je crier pour qu'on m'entende? 6-0 années de l'indépendance. Parle, allez, dis-moi ce qui te gêne. Je sens ton regard et ton cœur qui se gèle. Parle, allez, dis-moi ce qui te gêne. Je sens ton regard et ton cœur qui se gèle. Quoi que l'on dise, on restera solo. Quoi que l'on fasse, on restera solo. Solo, 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 solo. Quoi que l'on dise, on restera solo. Quoi que l'on fasse, on restera solo. Solo, 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 solo. Quoi que l'on dise, on restera solo. Quoi que l'on fasse, on restera solo. Solo, 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 solo. Quoi que l'on dise, on restera solo. Quoi que l'on fasse, on restera solo. Solo, 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 solo.
Thank you. 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whisketeers here at about, what time is it, Chris?
4:15 in the morning.
4:15 in the morning.
Thanks, good morning, Chris. Zach.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Ricky. Come on, get on the microphone, Ricky. Yeah, get over here. You could choose to sit next to me, sit next to Chris. You could sit wherever you'd like. Get cozy on the couch.
Zach and Ricky are getting on the same couch right now.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, Ricky? How are you feeling tonight?
Feeling good. Feeling a little tired. Happy to be here, as always.
Yeah, I could fully relate with you. You know, I'm a bit tired tonight. It's a long day, a lot going on in life these days. Lots of changes, getting into that fall solemn mood where fall and whatnot, the end of the summer is near, but that's okay. Chris, how are you doing?
Not too bad. decently awake. Yeah, it's cool to see the beginning of a new cycle, but also kind of stressful. Lots of people moving, but you know, life begins anew.
Yeah, life begins anew. It might be stressful in this moment for some. I know it is for myself, but it's a start of something new, and it's going to be an interesting year for us all at the end of this summer. Pretty nice show tonight. It's probably my last show with Chris in person for a very long time. Chris from Chicago. We usually do the show together over Zoom, but tonight Chris is here in Montreal doing it in person in the local Rue University studio, which also will be the last time making the show in this house studio of ours since I'm moving out of here the next couple days. How's it feel, Chris, to be doing your last episode in person for probably the next little bit?
It's quite bittersweet. I'm trying to savor it, but you're kind of bumming me out.
Hey, I'm not trying to bum you out. It's still nice to be here together.
But it does feel like a nice like little bow on top of this whole long trip we've been on. You know, I picked up my diploma today, and I thought it's like kind of fitting that it's like we're doing our last whiskey tears in the home studio. The cycle is closing.
Definitely lost $80 at the casino today. But that's all right, because I had a lot of fun. Talk about it a bit later on this show, but my experiences at the casino today. Being in the casino today was pretty interesting experience. I don't know if any of you have ever been to the casino, Ricky, the Montreal casino.
Yeah, I've been a couple of times. Definitely lost my fair share of dollars, but always a good time. As long as you're with the right people. So you went with Chris?
Yeah, I did. I did go with Chris. And
first time in a casino ever for me.
It was Chris's first time in a casino. And if you want to hear more about it, stay tuned on to our show, because we're going to talk a lot more about it later on the show. I have a lot of things to talk about tonight, topics. But before we get into those, we got to get our listeners hooked on that music. That good, good. This is a music show after all. And it has those occasional talking segments where we talk about topics
with our mouths.
Anyways, let's get into the music. Let's get into a bit of an uplifted mood. I played this song about 2 weeks ago on the last William Shatner's Musketeers, but it's a new one from a band from Montreal, so we might as well play it again since we got to support those local artists in Montreal. And I'd say it's in our Whisketeers charts, so always good to play what's in your charts, I'd say. Chris, what time is it?
It's 4:20. Blaze it.
Perfect. I love being on the mic at this time. That's perfect. Happy 4:20 to those of you listening. You're listening to CKT 90.3 FM. This is William Shatner's Whisketeers, and you're about to hear Party Again by Tops. Stay tuned for more of an episode. Yeah.
to what you run, but I'll never touch your bum. Oh, babe, do you see the light of day?
Turn back now. You only crying just because there's no return now. Below this lying has to stop. Lying has to stop. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We try to get by and we- I hear a sound. It's going through my brain. I hear talk of people. I feel the falling rain. I see a man crying, 'cause the whole world has let him down. Kids are laughing at funny faces of a clown. My mind is like a spring in a clock. It won't unwind. I can't see, I can't think, I can't feel. I'm out of time. I'm up and then I'm down. Tell me, where is it going to end? You say start at the beginning. Somebody
That's how I know I'm not winning. I don't know whether I'm sad or mad. Sleeping without you is a drag.
Know that I'm the logo. Jerry West and Teddy ball game. I don't wear ball mane. Swing the ball and chain, executioner style. Dirty mountain tiger to the face. Better strap up, about to see space. As I ended, I felt that everything was centered. Oh shit, I think I'm back in the placenta. But then I woke up in a Nissan Sentra in a parking lot of Queens Center. Don't hurt me, baby. My grandparents learned English watching Martin. Yeah, my grandparents learned English watching Martin. It's me. Wild immigrants. My grandparents learned English watching Martin. Knock, 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 I'm out the box, Bronson. Knock, knock, I'm out the box, Bronson. Knock, knock, I'm out the box, Bronson. Knock, I'm out the box, Bronson. Yeah, it's me, motherfucker.
It's an ill vision.
Why the dog pound?
Trying to get that West Coast money.
That's where he fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Don't fuck. That sounds so bad. Like the dog pound is running to his bitch.
He's walking in.
They all had their sneakers on.
Where is he? The man who was just like me. I heard he was hiding somewhere I can't see. Where is he? The man who was just like me. Heard he was hiding somewhere I can't see. And I'm alone. And I realize that when I
someone who likes the champagne I like. My A like someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she done been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool when they ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette who could be from out the hood or either work for the president as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited, your heaven sent. Your smile put me at ease, you the woman I need, but where is she?
Where is he? The man who was just like me. I heard he was hiding somewhere I can't see. Where is he? The man who was just like me. Heard he was hiding somewhere I can't see. And I'm alone. And I realize that when I get home, I wanna talk to my Ray and my Terry. Yes, I'm alone. And I realize when I get home, I wanna talk to my Ray and my Terry.
I hate when people write me hostile texts on account of my lifestyle's perception. Invade my personal life out of the question, what are they expecting? I be trying to reply them, they never suppose I get my quiet timing. They think forever I'm rolling the dough, swimming in a pool of cash. Guys, wouldn't they know, or am I a fool of ass? I'm well known, got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes, I don't keep a cell phone. My bad, I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond, I gallivant around the equator. If that would get me off the radar, it's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch, pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime. Yo, is this an immaculate version of me and my bitch, my baby, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me.
Where is he? The man who was just like me.
pour some cherry wine. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah. Hey, yo, Salam. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good.
Now where is he?
Since I tasted it, working at hot plate, cooking in my homeboy basement, and Labo knocked the coke off the table, that nigga wasted. I showed him the new straps, the AK with the green laser. I'm on some street shit, my baby mama tweet shit to stir up my haters. I'm like, why she wanna stick me for my paper? But fuck it, that's life, it's what you make it. One day you gon' meet your maker. Kobe died, I swear a nigga might cry when I watch the Lakers. Dang. All our mamas were watchers, boy, we was neighbors. But how you look a nigga mom in the face when you shot a baby? I got skeletons in my closet right next to Balenciaga. Call me Fred DiBiase, garage is $1 million, my nigga. Yeah, it's just the way that God be planning shit. I drop a load and take a load off, that's load management. And last lap, I drop the hoe off and bag the Spanish bitch. Put out the dick, she snort the coke off. I'm living lavishly, yeah, okay. Bitch, nigga, you know what it is, baby. Yeah.
Oh, tell you from the door. Tell you from the get go. You ain't gotta go home, but you gotta go.
Ain't no L's in my jacket. The Mac 11 hit your melody cracking. Ain't no pass for that in that medicine cabinet. No, can't mess with whatever's in that gelatin tablet. 10 metal fragments to flip your skeleton backwards. All you seen after that was blackness. This ain't no backpack shit. These slacks half a brick. Bitch, you need these back a bit. The trench has cactus pants. Deceased in the Benz, Lenny Kravitz skin. Go get your cabbage split. It don't matter what establishment we in. Always get the biggest chicken wing. You won't get to eat on one on your ring. At least 100 G's, the links underneath the mint. Yellow Bugatti look like a bumblebee. Compressor on the front to muffle the heat. The submachine gun and come with the beam. Amongst other things, it's unseen. You run with me, you need sunscreen cream. See him covered in bling. Bling, motherfucker, ain't no shade even under the trees. The monkey swing. The murder want money green. I'm running the company like a drug ring. Living comfortably off a gut instinct that fell upon me once I was done with the streets. You still skeeting puppy pee. Let me bring you up to speed. You get your wig spun like a tumbleweed in Belize. I get on your beat and bleed. Sacrifice a living being to please deities. Then with VVs flood the big Nefertiti, please.
Hey, yo, I had the rest of 45, I had the mag too. You hang with a rat, you a rat too. You used to chipping on the bed. Back it up, that's my rent. You take a shift, I take a shift. Feds come, raise my kids, take my phone, keep the links going. You never bust a brick open. 12 bags was bagging, flagging Rick Owens over by Tammy some ice. He left the fridge open. I'm trying to see my kids grow up. Your niggas' ribs showing, God made light. Don't drink a bond on my air like day and night. Day and night. My young niggas, you take your life. Inside niggas, you never change. Prick, come through and spill your brains.
Since us. Since us.
FM. It's William Shatner's Whiskey Tears Heard About. Chris?
4:55.
Ricky thinks this was the first song I played tonight on our microphone segment, but I know for a fact that it was not played on tonight's show. Usually this is the first backing track that comes before our talking segments. I usually start the show with this. It's called Straight No Chaser by Thelonious Monk. But I started the show, actually, Ricky, on a more somber note. I remember what song I started it with, if you really want to know. The first backing track we actually heard, it was called Poinciana by Ahmed Jamal. I think you're just having a bit of a weird little flashback of the last show.
I think I just need to hear that song back. Yeah, that we hear it play side by side. I don't know. It sounded like the same song. I'm sorry, Zach. You're right, though. Just everybody, so it's clear. Everybody listening, Zach's right. I was wrong.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a pretty long day, honestly. Honestly, just doing this radio show straight from playing some pool at Frappe with some friends. Quick little few games of pool. Had a nice little big, I should say, Italian dinner at a nice Italian restaurant named Mucca. Nice 4-course meal, 3-hour long, beautiful, recommend it. And yeah, before that, Chris and I hit the Montreal casino, and I guess we're gonna talk about that a little bit, aren't we now, Chris?
I suppose.
Myself, I've frequented the Montreal casino a few times in my life when I turned 18, and I think I was pretty excited to hit the casino, like that thrill of the gamble, you know. And I've gone there my fair share, lost my fair share of money there, won my fair share of money there. But Chris has never been to a casino in his life. Chris, what'd you think of being in a casino? What was it? Tell me what you thought.
Well, it's odd because, like, I've read about casinos and specifically, like, how they're designed to like, keep you inside, and I noticed like all these like architectural things about the setup that like it's true.
Like what?
Like curved walls, circular layout, like barriers between sections that like cause you to go in a certain way and like
yeah, stairs,
walk past things.
Upstairs on like one end, and then to get downstairs, right, you have to walk through a whole little maze, kind of casino games and flashing lights and whatnot.
Gotta get out.
See, Chris and I actually fell for those traps today.
But
Montreal
casino. But I was really trying to get my money back, and I ended up only $10 in the hole. So
yeah, that's good. I ended up $80 in the hole when I said my limit was 50.
And the worst part was that you were up $77.
Yeah, I was up $77. Played some.
I'm sorry to remind you of that, just to give any listener context.
No, it's all good. Just share my day a little bit, because that's all you really got to share tonight. But yeah, it was pretty interesting experience. It's really crazy how gambling gets those feelings. And yeah, you know, those feelings of wanting to go more when you're winning and go more when you're losing. You know, it's just that's how they get you. You know, that's how
they get you. You're like you're a little like mouse in a maze, like, you know, an experiment where they're like, you know, that's how I feel. Oh, this one. We got this one. Like, I don't know. Also, like the ones that are machines, like I like can hardly trust it, you know, because like at least with like an actual human doing it, you know there's like you're seeing what's happening, but like the result of like a game is like so easily rigged. You know?
Yeah. We'll never know.
We'll never know. We'll never know.
Are you laughing?
I'm just laughing. Just thinking slot machines are so stupid. I don't know anybody's ever won a slot machine. I actually do. That's a lie. I do. I just hate them because I've never won.
It's like, you ever watch Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah.
You know when Ray is on the VLTs?
Nope.
You don't know when Ray is on the VLTs? Ricky. It's a Trailer Park Boys classic. Like, what the heck? Yeah, here, Ricky, take a mic and be honest.
To be honest, I've only seen like 5 episodes of the first season. So I have watched, but not a lot.
Are the Trailer Park Boys Canadian?
I think so, but I just want to point out Zach's currently pulling up the video right now, so I'm about to watch.
Yeah, well, it's really important because it's something I wanted to discuss. First of all, yes, Chris, the Trailer Park Boys are Canadian. They're Canadian icons, actually.
Canadian content.
They're absolute Canadian icons from Nova Scotia. They brought Rush onto their episode because Alex Lifeson of Rush is also a Canadian icon. Anyways, the reason I bring up Trailer Park Boys and the VLTs is there's a famous quote from this episode of Trailer Park Boys where Ricky, one of the main characters in Trailer Park Boys, his dad Ray is hooked onto the VLTs, which is video lottery somethings. I don't know what the T stands for, but